On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you? Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. You dropped out for a second there, but yes. I'm doing good, thanks.
That's good to hear. Weird old times we're in at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, yes, indeed. Very, very, very drastically different scenario from when we spoke a week ago. But things are still, you know. Yeah, heads are above water. That's the main thing.
What is going on with movies? Because it's obviously the film industry's taken a big old whack. What's happening? Is anything being released at the moment, or are we seeing a bit of a pause on the live film industry?
Well, they've shut down all the theatres in New York and LA, and so it doesn't look like any major releases are coming out. Universal have announced that three of their recent big films, The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma, which is a Focus Features film which Universal distributes, are going to go straight to on demand. I'm not sure if that applies to New Zealand as well yet. I can't quite determine that as yet. I'm not sure if that's just going to American on demand, but there's a lot of talk of how, you know, we're all going to be able to catch up on our binge viewing and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And that this is an ideal situation for streaming. But to be honest, and I mean, that's you know, what I do for a living is write about movies. Mm. And so maybe that'll continue, but I don't feel like sitting down and binging just yet.
No.
I'm sort of more worried about if the world's going to end yet. I feel like this whole, like, oh, well, it's all just watch stuff at home. That kind of hasn't hit me yet. Is that hitting you yet? Are you just enjoying watching stuff? What are you doing?
I think we're all still, I mean, because we're in a slightly different position in New Zealand here, we're all still kind of rolling along as normal can be in a very unnormal circumstance, and just kind of getting a little bit sussed at the moment. But yeah, it is a weird old time for the old film, well, for everybody really, but I guess for some people movies is a very good form of escapism. I watched a truly terrible movie last night called Center Stage. Have you ever seen that? I feel like it's not.
That's the ballet one.
It was so bad, but I loved it. It was, there's some contemporary jazz dancing that was just so excruciating to watch. It was fantastic.
I think you've touched upon something there, in that the films we choose to watch in times of stress are not the films that get the most celebrated. They're the films that people are, in good times, are maybe a bit snobbish about, but maybe they won't. I've always been a big advocate for films that other people think are shit, but I love. and so I'll be heading towards those.
What
maybe
would be
in
one
these
of your
times of
crap movie recommendations, Fabian?
Well, I love a crummy comedy.
Yeah.
Like one of the mid-range Police Academy films or something.
Yes,
like that.
That sounds
know?
Like just the ticket, hey.
Bit of Bobcat Goldthwait taking my mind off things, perhaps. The collectivity of film going is gone, so now we don't have to answer to any established paradigms in terms of quality.
Yeah, we can watch whatever
we want.
So
maybe there's an opportunity there. Yeah.
I feel like I'll probably now, in the dance movie theme, be binge watching all the Step Up movies again, which I haven't seen for probably a decade. Step Up to the Streets being my favourite one from when I was a
great
tween.
Ones there. Did you ever see that New Zealand version of the Step Up films?
No. Is there a New Zealand version? That's going straight on my list. Who
was
in
about
that?
5 years ago. Nobody famous, but I mean, you know, we do have some good dancers in our country.
We do.
I think it was called like Dance Me or something.
Okay.
Or Dance Up or Step Me or Step Down or
if you know at home, text us 5395.
Hustle and Slide.
Fabian, do you think now is a good time to watch Zombieland? My flat and I sat down and watched it the other night.
Oh, we've lost him in the airwaves again. Oh, hello, there we are. Are you there?
Did you ask if it was a good time to watch Zombieland?
Yeah.
That's what Tess has just been watching.
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm super excited about watching End of the World films right now.
No, I'm definitely on my, like, 2000s dance movie buzz, I think, is the one for me.
Yeah, I think that might cause some reflection that I'm not quite mentally ready for.
No,
fair enough.
I think that's a fair call, so, Fabian.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with the comfort food movies.
Have a text in that says the New Zealand film was called Born to Dance.
Born to Dance. Thank you very much, BFM Hive Mind.
Right.
Stan Walker is in it, apparently.
Oh, iconic. That will be immediately going at the top of my list. I've got to say, I'll probably be making my way back through the Harry Potter films as well. I think that's always a classic.
My all-time favourite New Zealand film is a film about the end of the world called The Quiet Earth. And it's about a guy who wakes up and he's the only person left alive. So it's not quite like we're all
maybe doomed. That's
it's
not
like every single human has disappeared. But it's quite interesting. He goes down like Queen Street and it's totally empty, and he's like cruising around Mission Bay and stuff. And
that sounds quite cool. Yeah.
If you're into thematically aligned films, that wouldn't be a terrible place to go.
Nick has texted in a very good suggestion. Now is the time to watch With Nail and I. That is a great movie. I love that bonkers, weird film. That's a really good one. Thanks, Nick.
That is a great suggestion because it's about getting drunk in isolation.
And just sort of rolling around the countryside, which is, you know, not necessarily what we're condoning here at BFM, but it's a great movie to watch. Hey, Fabian, thank you very much for chatting to us at a very weird time. But, of course, movies are a great place to escape, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of good things that people start to sink their teeth into, and good bad things too, which we love. Good cheesy movies. We'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe, and we'll chat shortly on the radio.
Ooh. Cool. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
See you soon. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
What is your favourite?